And if I call on his name, and if I stay in his word, he can change me from Simon to Peter. He can change beauty out of ashes. He can turn graves into gardens. So I've got a grave, watch this, but I've got a God who can turn it into a garden. Put it in the comments right now. I got a God. I got a God who what I used to have to do, I'm not powerless to do anymore because he got up. That's 50% of the shout that should have happened there. I'm going to give you another opportunity. I don't got to stay down because he got up. I got a God. Give me my next set. So they're standing at the tomb, the next verse, and they're standing at a grave. But the angel says, go to Galilee. And they can't stay at the grave because he's not there. Somebody say, he's not here. He's not in this depression. He's not in this giving up. He's not in this failure. He's not in, I mean, he's in it to help me, but he's not in it to leave me. He's calling me forward to Galilee. And so the women, all the women make some noise. They did it. And it's annoying, right? Because where are the guys? The guys are eating fish and chips and protein bars and Monster energy drink. And they say, now we got to go stop by and tell the guys that Jesus is going to meet them in Galilee. I probably would have skipped it and just went right on to Galilee myself. This is 80 miles because it's going to take like 3 or 4 days. So let's get a head start because we want to see Jesus. Somebody say, I want to see Jesus. So what they do, they're afraid. Did you notice verse 8? But they ran. They used their fear for something productive. I know you've been through some things. Use them. I know you got something on the inside of you chasing you. Well, point it in the right direction and let's go. You've been an addict, help an addict. You've been through horrible abuse, put your arm around somebody. They need to hear that God can do a miracle for them. I'm leaving this grave. Everybody in here has got a grave God is calling you away from. Everybody in here has got a place in you, a place in life, a place you can't stay, and a long way to go. Oh, it's a long way to Galilee. I don't know if we can make it 80 miles to Galilee to see Jesus again. I don't know if I can make it through this season. I don't know if I can do it at this stage of my life. I don't know if I have the fuel left to do it again. I don't know if I have a repeat performance in me. The first time we followed him, it was hard, but then he died. I don't know if I have a second wind in me, but they're running. And this whole Sunday hinges on a word. In Matthew 28, verse 9, that God brought you to this moment to show you as they are leaving the grave and eventually going to Galilee, the Bible says, Matthew 28, verse 9, suddenly, because not only do I have a space-making Savior, but I have a suddenly Savior. Shout suddenly. Come on, shout it with your lungs, baby. Say, suddenly. Suddenly what? Suddenly Jesus met them. Oh, you mean they didn't have to go all 80 miles? Nah. Because while that angel was still talking about Galilee, the Savior was headed your way. Now I need you to say this by faith. He's coming my way. He's headed my way. He's headed my way. He's headed my way. I'm leaving this grave. And the Lord wants somebody to know you are not going to have to go all the way to Galilee to get to him. He's coming to you. See the scene with me. See the scene with me. They're running. They're running. And maybe between the two of them, they're sharing. I don't know if we should trust that big man that was sitting on the stone. He said he was an angel, but who knows? You can't trust any men. And the other sister says back, the other Mary says back, Well, what are we going to do? We can't stay at the grave. We've got to go. We can't stay in this dead place. We've got to go. If we stay here, it will only ever be death. We's not coming back to the grave. We've got to go. And so they're going and they're going and they're calculating all the distance between them and Galilee. We got 70 miles left between where we can't stay and where we want to be. And somebody is there right now. You're calculating the distance between where you are and where you think you need to be. But put my verse back on the screen. The Bible says, suddenly Jesus met them, and on their way from the grave to Galilee, they hear something in between. Greetings. Could that be? Greetings. It sounds like him. Greetings. Yeah, that's his voice. I thought we were going to have to go all the way to Galilee. But suddenly, somebody shout, suddenly, I see something in between. Jesus met me in the middle of my mess. Jesus met me on my first mile. Jesus is going to meet me in this moment. What a Savior. I said, what a Savior. Not only is he a space-making Savior, not only is he a suddenly Savior, do you understand the power of the Savior suddenly? That a lifetime of sins can be washed away with one call upon his name, with one mention of his name, with the bowing of your knee. Everything that speaks the name of Jesus will be saved because he's a suddenly Savior. And the thing that you're so stressed about, if God is real, what makes you think he isn't already planning to do something in between? Because this is how the devil will get you. I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, I'm so worried about my kid going to college and this college and that college. Their kid is in the seventh grade. I said, don't worry about that. Worry about something else. You can worry about stuff, but don't worry about that. So much could happen in between. You understand? You think you are going to just be lonely the rest of your life? God could have one greeter out those doors. And in between the time I say amen and the time you try to eat some ham for lunch, God could do something in between. That's how I met Holly. She was traveling through Monk's Corner. Now listen, she was living, she grew up in Miami, Florida. She was traveling all over the country doing ministry with this team, this ministry team. And they would ride around in an RV and do ministry. And their travels brought them to Monk's Corner. All right? So you got Miami, you got Monk's Corner. Very different. Very different. And she saw a very handsome young man at the church where they were. No, she did. And listen how good her game was. She comes up, she's like, I'm homeschooled and I need to take the ACT and I was wondering maybe if you could go to your guidance counselor and get me an ACT prep pack. That is the most masterfully understated pickup line in the history of great romances. Could you go to your guidance counselor? And when I looked at her, I was like, oh, I know another guidance counselor that I believe. Come on, somebody, you got a guidance counselor? Because while I was growing up in Monk's Corner, 615 miles away in Miami. Whoa. Miami to Monk's Corner. If God could do that from a grave to Galilee and everything in between, you don't even know what he can do in between. I preach it to your fear for a minute. Let's talk to your fear. Say, God always does something in between. So the outcome you're dreading is based on the events that you are hypothetically creating. What if God does something in between? What if it doesn't even go to trial? What if you get through it? What if you get through it and it ends up being the best thing that ever happened to you? What if God does something? What if God does something in between? He must be doing something in between. He did it for Daniel. Daniel Daniel spent the night in a lion's den, but their teeth never touched him. There must have been something in between Daniel and those lions. He did it for the three Hebrew boys. They were thrown in a fire. The fire was heated up 7 times hotter than normal. But they didn't smell like smoke when they came out. I mean, if you even get close to the fire, you're going to smell like smoke. So if they came out of the fire and didn't smell like smoke, God must have done something in between. Will not this same God, will not this same Savior, who met the women not when they got to Galilee, and now I don't feel sorry for them anymore, because the boys had to wait. They got to see him first. I stand before you today excited and afraid. I stand before you today a sinner and a saint. I stand before you today a flawed man and a child of God. And I'm never all of both. I'm something in between. What Jesus said to those women will touch you so deeply. He said, I'm going ahead of you, but I met you on the way. I'm already in your tomorrow, but I'm going to show up right now to remind you who you're walking in. Thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. When you talk back to the preacher in church, don't talk to the preacher, talk to God. Say, thank you, Lord, for that word. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that coming to me right now on this first mile of my 80-mile journey. I got to get to Galilee, but I'm thankful that you met me in between. And he tells them, go. I know you're afraid, verse 10, but go. Go tell my brothers. You're still calling them brothers? After they left you at the cross, every single disciple except John went away, and Jesus called them brothers. Every person in this room today, if we could look inside your heart, you are carrying the guilt. Put my final slide on the screen, because I want to give an invitation to you now of what you did, the guilt of who you think you are, the guilt of what you failed to live up to that you meant to be. And then there is the glory of God, who is Jesus Christ, who is the righteous one, who knew no sin but became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You're not the best Christian that ever lived. His name is Jesus. But there is nothing so wrong with you today that the Savior, who is perfect and pure, cannot redeem it. Why are we surprised to see him? Why are we surprised to hear him in between the grave in Galilee? We shouldn't be surprised that he met us in the middle. We shouldn't be surprised when he shows up in our shame. We shouldn't be surprised when he gives us mercy for our mess and righteousness for our rags. We shouldn't be surprised to see him in between, because the last time we saw him on the cross, look what John 19:18 says Jesus was doing. There they crucified him with two other men, one on either side, back on the screen, and Jesus in between. I see Jesus in between today. There's an anointing on this word to bring you out of your grave, to bring you out of your guilt. For wherever there was guilt, grace was greater. Grace was greater. Whatever you did, wherever you've been, the dawn is breaking. The morning has come. He is risen. And his grace is greater. Your sin has separated you from God, but your Savior is greater than your sin. He is Jesus in between, making you right with God. You could never be right with God in your own righteousness. You don't have to. You've got Jesus in between.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.